Hello and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. I've been gone for a little while. I haven't really done any updating or new podcast because I've been so busy, but I've decided to take this little bit of free time that I have to go ahead and do a podcast on what's going on in the world today. It's so much unrest right now. And here we are in September of 2020, coming to the very end of the year, and things seem to be getting worse instead of getting better. We have so much hatred right now, and I'm not going to sit here and candy coat anything. I'm just going to go right into the situation. The racism has to stop. I mean, it really needs to stop. Reason being, because so many people are being hurt. So many people are being killed. And no one's being, you know, there's no justice, basically. And that's what's fueling all of the protest. Everyone wants justice. And there's a lot of people out there that's saying, you know, everything is going the way it's supposed to be going. So my question to anyone out there that's listening to my podcast, if you don't see that there isn't justice being served in these situations, then you must be blind. As a Black woman, I have dealt with so much racism. As a Black woman, my children, my grandchildren, my family has dealt with so much racism. So we feel their pain. We do. And I've even had a family member that was murdered at the hands of a policeman. Why? Because he was dating a Caucasian woman. Okay? He was dating a Caucasian woman, which happened to be kin to this policeman, and no justice was served. Okay? So I can relate to why so many people are angry. And I am one of those people that feel that regardless of what race you are, if you commit a crime, whether you're Black, you're white, you're brown, you're blue, you're yellow, you're orange, you should be punished if it's not justified. And we in this country are allowing policemen and these people that are fueling their crimes with hatred to murder people in the streets, to murder people in their homes when they're sleeping, and no one is being punished for these crimes. No one's been given jail time. We are allowing people to come to innocent citizens at parks, people jogging, and murder them. We're allowing them to kill them. We are allowing people to harass others while they're having picnics or barbecues with their families because of the color of their skin. This is not right, people. This is not right at all. This should never be taking place in 2020. And for anyone out there that does not feel that this is a problem, then you are not a part of the solution. You are basically a part of the problem. You're the reason why things are happening in the world the way that they are today. We all have an obligation, no matter what race we are, to stand up and fight for justice for all. And when people sit around and say, well, you're saying Black lives matter, then you're saying white lives does not matter. I can't stress this enough. No one said that white lives does not matter. The ones that have been killed in the middle of the streets like dogs are blacks. We're not saying white lives don't matter. There isn't what's going on right now. You don't see any videos of Caucasian people being pulled out of their cars or shot dead in their cars in front of their children, or shot dead while jogging, or their knees to their necks and killed in front of the world. Come on, people. This has nothing to do with anyone saying that white lives does not matter. We're saying black lives matter because people feel they don't, and they felt that way for a very long time. We shouldn't have to sit here and be afraid for our children to drive. We shouldn't have to school them on how to act if they're pulled over. Keep your hands on the wheel. Don't look the wrong way. Don't act nervous. Don't do this. Don't do that. Or possibly you will be killed and not make it home to see your family again. See, the Caucasian race does not have to worry about that. We've all seen videos where they fought the police. They've literally had fist fights with the police, and not one time has the police shot them. The police barely use pepper spray or a stun gun or anything on them. But if they do a regular stop on a African-American person, and if they even utter a word out of their mouth that this cop feels they shouldn't utter, and in most cases is, what did I do? What was I pulled over for? All of a sudden, this cop is fearing for his life. Why? Why are you fearing for your life? Because a black person has a question to ask you, because they're questioning your authority to harass? That's all that's going on here. Okay? That's all. We just want all of this to stop. God, he created all of us, every race of us. We came from one person. But yet the world is in division right now. Everybody's divided. I stand by what I say when I say everyone needs to get out and vote. If we expect to get any changes or see any changes in this world, we have to vote out the bigots, the racists. We have to vote out the problem, okay? The problems, all right? The people that sitting in these seats with racist hearts that has no good in them. We as citizens, as human beings that has empathy and love for the next person, we have to vote these people out. We have to stand tall and come together, regardless of what race we are, black, white, Chinese, Hispanic, Native American, whoever we are. We have to vote these races out. We have to come together as one and stop allowing these racist people in office to have us come against each other. At this moment, we should not be fighting each other. We should be fighting together to stop this madness and do it the legal way, the peaceful way. Because when you have militia groups showing up, when people are protesting and stressing that they just telling everyone what they feel is wrong, when they're fighting for justice and you have militia groups showing up with guns, taunting people, and this is allowed, and no one has a problem with this. You have people dropping their kids off to commit murder and then picking them back up like they haven't done anything. And the guy is walking down the street with a gun in front of the police, and the police bypass him. Now, think about what's going on in the world. I want everyone to just sit and think about what I'm saying. Had that been a black man and the police drove toward him and they saw a gun in his hand, do you think he would be alive right now in jail? Oh, no. Every officer, every person, a part of the SWAT team or anything else, that anyone else out there holding a gun would have shot one person. That person would have been so full of bullets, he wouldn't have stood a chance. It wouldn't have been any questions asked. What happened? But because this was a white person and he had this gun in his hand, he was not wrong in their eyes. Oh, it's okay. He wasn't even a threat. No one feared for their lives. But a black person can be standing in a convenience store or standing at the gas pump or standing in a grocery store. And all it takes is a cop or someone of the opposite race to say, I fear for my life. How and why? What you fear is the race. What you fear is the color of our skin. And that's a problem. That's a problem. See, people have made it seem like because of the color of a person's skin, they are guilty before even being proven guilty. This world is so unjust that we are living in right now. You have people committing the same crimes and the black person is given life or death when the Caucasian is given probation or 2 years, maybe 2 years. When are we going to open our eyes and see there is a such thing as white privilege? And being black in this country or around the world, we see it every day. We see it. That has to change. Okay, people, it has to change. We can no longer just sit here and act like this world is fair and safe for all. It's not. It's like being black, we're like sitting ducks. We don't know when someone might decide to say, okay, I'm having a bad day. It's just too many black people around here. Pull out a gun, bam. What happens then? We're back out there protesting again. What happens after that? They've been found not guilty. They committed no wrong. You know why they're always found not guilty? Because the people that has to make the decisions feels that they're not guilty because black lives don't matter. They haven't committed a crime because black lives don't matter. We need to change that. We shouldn't have to tell people of all these different ethnicities the same thing. We shouldn't have to tell everyone that they should care about black lives. This is a given. We should care about everybody. I was raised to care about everyone and not to judge anyone by the race, the color of their skin. I was raised to love everyone, and I've raised my kids the same way. But what we are seeing around here is we have people that's running around here that was raised by racists. And this is generation after generation, and it's being passed down, and they're passing it down to their children. And what do we have? We have the same BS that we've seen that was taking place before. And then you have people saying, oh, they just want a handout. Slavery happened, and you know, it wasn't us. It was our ancestors. Oh, get over it. Get over it, is what they say. Do you tell the Jewish to get over the Holocaust? You don't. So why are you telling blacks to get over slavery? That's not something you can get over. Okay. And then when we sit here and we hear politicians saying they have the right to, these people running for different offices saying they have a right to have slaves again. You have a right? What right do you have to own another person? You shouldn't have had the right before. And it just seems like they're fighting to get that right back. But I'm here to stress to everyone listening to my podcast, we are not our ancestors. You're not going to get that right to beat us, to whip us, to rape us, to sell us. You're not going to get that right again. Never, ever will you have that right again. And we shouldn't, I shouldn't have to be sitting here even talking about this. We need to sit down and become one and stop letting our government divide us. We're allowing someone that was put in office by cheating to separate us. We are allowing someone to fuel the flame of racism. What we need to do is come together and vote his ass out and vote his people out so that we all can live in peace. And so that there's not fighting and arguing and protesting and hatred on every corner, behind every door that's open. We need to come together regardless of race, regardless of what color we are. Come together and fight the racism, fight the injustice, fight all of the wrong that's going on in the world today. And let these people that's causing all these problems, let them see that we will rise. We will rise and we will fight against hatred, bigotry, racism. We're going to fight against it and we're going to fight together regardless of race. That's what we need to do. There's no way that we should turn on the television and be able to hear the person that's over this whole country calling sons of bitches. Son of a bitches. What the hell is that? Are we okay with this? Are we okay with this? Are we okay with the person that's leading this country saying, hey, we needed to get it back to the good old days from when they used to throw them out when we didn't want them in there? You know, those days when basically he's saying those days when black people couldn't go in the restaurant and eat without being spit on and beat up and thrown out or wet up with water hoses. This is what this leader of this good country is saying that he wants back. Can all of you out there that's listening to this podcast, can you agree with that? Why would you want someone leading you that feels that way? Because guess what? There's going to be a time when he's going to come for you. It won't be about race. It's probably just going to be about rich or poor. Because if you haven't noticed right now, it's either you're rich or you're poor. Middle class is slowly being taken away. So either you're going to be rich or you're going to be poor. And guess what? You're going to be in the same boat. And then you're going to wish that you fought for equality, for justice, for fairness, for everyone, regardless of race. Because once he's finished wreaking havoc on the black race, then he's coming for all of you. He's coming for all of you that don't have that money he feel you should have. He's coming for all of you that might be just normal middle class, blue collar workers. He's coming for you all. He's coming for your children. He's coming for anyone that is not of that status that he wants you to be. He's coming for the ones that are not filthy rich. So just know that you're not safe either. You're not safe. None of us are. This man is wreaking havoc on women's rights. We don't even have a right to do anything with our own bodies. Why do we need men to tell us what we can and cannot do with our bodies? But yet men can go and get Viagra whenever they want to, but a woman can't decide whether she wants an abortion or not. A woman can't decide if she wants to take birth control pills because they want to have it so your job does not even have to approve it with your insurance plan. This is our bodies. For any women out there listening to this, fight for the right to do what you want to do with your bodies. This is the bodies God blessed us with. What man has the right to take away our rights? This is one thing about me, and I've always been open and honest. If someone told me today, do you believe in abortions? Let me tell you how I'm going to answer it. I'm going to say, for me, I don't believe in doing it for me. But for the next person, if she feels that's what she wants to do, I will fight with her to get that done. If that's what she wants to do, if that's what she wants to do, and that's what she believes that she needs to do within her heart, then I will stand by her 100%. I will not put my views on her. I will not make her feel bad about herself. I won't make her feel like she's done something wrong. If a person wants to be gay, that's their right. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I don't believe in it, so I'm going to fight for them not to be equal. No. Whether I believe in that or not, I'm going to fight right by your side and make sure that you get everything you're entitled to, because if that's who you love, that's who you love. We need to learn, regardless of how we feel about a certain situation, allow everyone to do what they feel is best for them. Be with whom they want to be with. If you have a woman and she feels she's just not ready for a baby, then she's not ready. But if you force someone to have a child, you're going to force them into some back alley. You're going to force them on the chopping block where they're going to get an illegal abortion and end up dead from infection. Or how about just give her the right to do it the legal way and be safe while doing it? Stop trying to take away our rights as women. It's not fair. Do we have the right to say men shouldn't have Viagra? That one thing about it is Viagra is not a must. You don't need it. You don't need it. So if you can't perform without Viagra, oh, well, deal with it. Because you're telling women, okay, well, if she wants to have sex and she doesn't want to get pregnant, she's not ready financially, or she's just not wanting children, she doesn't have the right to use protection. You're saying she shouldn't be able to have birth control. Why is it okay for men to get Viagra, but women not birth control? I'm just saying right now, we have got to look at what's going on around here. We're fighting racism. And then we have the situation, men against women. They're slowly taking away all of our rights. And we as women need to fight. And if you're fighting toward voting for the person that's in office now, oh, you're not going to have any rights. You're not going to have any rights. You know what it's going to be like. It's going to be like you're going to be sitting at home waiting for your husband to come and screw you. And then you're going to get up and cook his dinner. You're not going to be able to work. You're not going to be able to do anything, because that's what they want. Women are too free right now. Women are free to make their own decisions. They are too free to do what they want to do. That's why the world that we live in, that's basically run by men, are slowly but surely taking away our rights as women. Not just taking away our rights as being, you know, an equal citizen being black, but now they're taking away our rights as women. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of men out there that fight for our rights. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, please continue to fight for justice for all. Fight for justice for black and brown people. Fight for women's rights. Don't let them do this, what they're doing. It's not right. It's just not right. I'm going to take a brief break, and I will return as soon as the break is over. See you in a few. Hello, and welcome back to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. And what we were talking about before my break was racism, women's rights, basically a little bit of everything. What I am trying to get everyone to realize that's listening to my podcast is right now, the fight is for what's right. We all want what's right. Whether we're black, we're brown, we're white, we're purple, we're pink, we're blue. We need to stand together and fight for what's right. Because right now we're living in a country where right is not, it's not happening. Nothing's right right now. We have racism everywhere, bigotry, hatred. We have elections that people are openly saying that they're going to cheat. You have people openly saying that it's going to be okay to vote twice, okay, in order to try to get the person that's in office now a chance to cheat and steal the election yet again. Are we going to sit here and let this happen? I would hope not. I think we all need to stand up and fight. Okay, we need to stand up and fight for our rights because they're slowly being taken away, is what people aren't understanding. In a minute, we're not going to have any rights. They're going to be able to tell us what we can and cannot do, what time we can wake up, what time we have to go to sleep, where we can go. Do you all want that? This is where it's going, if you have not noticed. Right now, we are living in a country that's supposed to be free. It's supposed to be. But I tell people all the time, we are as free as they want us to be. And how free is that? We're not free to raise our kids the way we see fit. We're not free to do anything. We're not free to have children or not have children. We're not free to speak our minds. We're not free to protest. But yet we're living in a free country, is what they tell us. I know that I have listeners around the world, and I'm telling you all this. Always fight for your rights. Okay? Always fight for your rights. Don't sit back and let someone slowly but surely take away your rights. And most of all, fight for fairness. Fight for each other. We were all created by one person, by God. He created us all. In different races, different colors, different shades, different everything, but we all came from him. We shouldn't be separated like this. And we are yet allowing people around us with hatred in their hearts to separate us, to make us hate each other, to make us want to harm each other. That's not cool. That's not cool. We should be leading each other, holding hands, chanting the same thing, freedom, justice, equality. We shouldn't be out here hurting each other because of race. We shouldn't be out here looking down on each other because one person does not have as much money that you have. We shouldn't be walking over people that's homeless and hungry and feel that you don't want to give them a meal to eat or a dollar to buy anything with. We should have more love and care. We don't have that, people. We have to make some changes, and we have to start in these elections everywhere. Vote the way you feel you should vote. Don't vote for someone because they've put so much doubt in your mind and racist views in your head that you're going to vote the wrong way and most likely for them. We need to get out no matter where we're located and fight for justice. We need to get out and say, no, we're not going to sit back anymore and allow this. We're not going to sit back and allow this fuckery to take place. We're going to fight for what's right. We're going to fight for the next generation. We are going to fight for justice. And we need to all do it together. We need to do it together. Because if you're not out there willing to fight for justice and say this is wrong, you're killing people of color just because they're black, then you're a part of the problem. You're not a part of the solution. Get your asses out and stand by us as we stand by everybody else. And it's a proof of fact. We are one of the most loving race of people out there. We accept everyone. We accept everyone. But everyone seems to not accept us. But why? We ask this question of everyone every day. What did we do to why you have so much hatred in your heart toward us as a race? What did we do? All we do is exist. All we do is want to take care of our families, raise our children, see another day without being shot down in the middle of the streets or choked out in the middle of the streets or incarcerated for the rest of our life for one little crime of stealing a $10 piece of cake or something. Okay. I can remember a situation where there's a black female. They gave her 25 years for stealing a $50 jacket. All race of people steal. But do you honestly think 25 years for a $50 jacket? You don't even get, murderers don't get 25 years for killing two people. Well, if they're white, they don't. Come on, people. You don't see anything wrong with this picture. And then they always want to say that black people have broken homes. You know why they, some of them, because I came from both of my parents were in a home. We were raised by both of my parents. My parents are still together to this day. But the reason why there's so many broken homes in the black communities is because either they've been killed at the hands of someone else. They're being killed at the hands of policemen right now, or they're incarcerated for minor things. And don't get me wrong, people shouldn't be breaking the law no matter what race you are. But when you're given at the age of 16 life or two life sentences for some bullshit, for some little thing you've done, because you might have taken a bike or something, or you've done this or you've done that, and your life means that little to a judge, to a Caucasian judge that gives you that type of sentence. And then when you find out about this judge's background, their kids are all on drugs and their kids are committing crimes. And guess what? He's calling in favors. That child of his will never see jail because this judge has friends in high places like him. Other judges, oh no, they're not going to prosecute each other's children. These children are going to be on the streets still doing their drugs, still speeding around in their expensive cars, their Bentleys, their Rolls Royces, their BMWs. People, look at this. Look at what's going on. They want to put everyone else's children in jail, and theirs are wreaking havoc in the world and won't pay for an ounce of any of the crimes that they're out there committing every day. See, it's not about what you did anymore these days. It's about who you know. If you're black, you don't stand a chance either way. But if you commit a crime and you're Caucasian, you're getting out if you even go in. Because you have a judge that's going to judge you on the color of your skin. Oh, you're white. You have to be there with your family. You have to be there with your children. You have to, you know, your life is, you're young. They can't give you a sentence that's going to cause you to not be able to fulfill your goals in life. But then when it comes to a black person committing the same crime, oh, throw away the key. He's just a menace to, he or she is a menace to society. Throw them in prison. People aren't safe with them on the streets. Oh, they're not safe because they might have taken a pack of gum. So you give them all these years for that? You take away their life for that? And I don't want anyone to sit here and listen to this podcast like you don't know what I'm saying, because you're fooling your damn self. And my podcast are for people that's real like me, that's able to listen to the truth and don't get all pissed off and pouty because you don't want to hear that we're living in a world full of bigotry and racism. Because if that's how you feel, then please don't listen to my podcast. It's not for the weak. My podcasts are not for the weak. They are for people that understands what I'm saying. Even if you don't agree with it, and once you listen to me, I've been able to open your eyes even a little bit, then I've done a good job. I'm not going to pussyfoot around situations and say what people want to hear. That's the problem in the world today. I'm not going to say what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you the truth. The truth shall set you free is the way I see it. There's bad in every race of people, every race. But for some reason, it's made to seem like it's only bad in the black race. And we all know that's not true. We need to get out here and make a difference, people. We need to make sure that we vote in November. We have to vote in November. And when I mean vote like your life depends on it, get your asses out there and cast your vote and get the riffraff out of office that's in there, that's causing separation in this world, that's causing racism, that's the reason why it's so many murders taking place. Vote his ass out and do what's right. And then after you vote his ass out, you vote his minions out. Get their asses and vote them out too. Set their asses and their bullshit out on the street and stop letting them wreak havoc in this country. In any country out there where you guys feel your rights are being taken away, stand your asses up and fight. Vote against their bullshit. Okay? Don't just sit back and let someone tell you this is how it's going to be and that's final. No, you have rights. Don't let anyone make you out to be the bad piece of shit that they are. Okay? Just take that with you. For everyone, and as I stated, for all of you around the world that listen to my podcast, fight for what's right. Don't sit back and take the bullshit. Don't allow it. Don't believe it. Okay? Research for yourself. Research these people's backgrounds when you're voting on these different, I mean, just research. You're going to find out everything, because it's always a paper trail, and paper trails are left because they don't think people are going to be looking for them. I'm the type of person, I research everything. Go look at the paper trail. Go look at what they believe in. Go look at what they've done, and you will see what you have to do. Vote their asses out, okay? And I'm going to leave you all with that. And I would like to thank you all for being a part of my podcast. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate every last one of you that listens faithfully. I really do thank you and appreciate it. Okay? And until next time, I would like to thank you again for joining me, Dora Middleton, on Life As It Is. Take care.